Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hey, everybody. It's my favorite kind of episode. We are doing breakdowns.
A launch breakdown.
In case you didn't hear, we just wrapped, it's still kind of wrapping, but pretty much just wrapped basically the biggest thing we've ever done ever. And the things that like impacted a crap ton of people and that a lot of you loved. We are in the winding down days of our first ever inaugural event, the Boss Project Summit.
Yes. So we spent a lot of time like bringing it to you and like putting it all together and making it as seamless as possible. And today we're going to let you in on some of the behind the scenes, like how many people signed up and what were our sales like and what are some things we would adjust and other fun, awesome stats that came out of this. Now, the first thing I have to say before I say anything else is, truly, and they're not paying me to say this, but our sponsors made a huge difference in the possibility of this even existing, of us having the time and space to make this happen. And so a huge thank you to every single one of them. We had 8 amazing sponsors for this go round. And I imagine we will have many more in the future. And a giant shout out to Dubsado for being such an incredible community leader and like getting people pumped up in their community. And it was just really more than I could have ever expected.
And there was a bunch that we learned from our friend Kirsten over at the Modern Conference regarding like the framework to get the summit off the ground. And we've talked about that in a few podcast episodes about the summit that have aired previous to this, but that truly was like a really good foundation on us getting this out the door faster. And we've learned a lot from using that framework and like knowing how our team works and knowing what systems we like using, of some really simple tweaks that we can make to our own workflows and processes for next time, because spoiler alert, there's going to be a next time.
Yeah, girl. So good. Yeah. We're already putting like, you know, little sprinkle dust out there for what is going to be, and y'all are going to freak out.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So more details on that to come soon. If you want to be the first to hear about that, where do they need to go?
You just need to go to bossprojectsummit.com and sign up for the wait list. That's it.
Yep.
It's pretty easy.
We're going to email those people. So if you register for this one, you're already on the wait list. Okay. So don't worry. Spoiler alert. But if you didn't and you're like, WDF is this summit, I'm hearing about this late and I want to hear about the next one, just go there and get on the email list. And like, we're literally going to email that group of people before we even announce publicly what's going on. Okay, so let's break down some numbers.
Yeah, girl. So one of the things I just genuinely had no idea what to expect was how many of y'all would even care, would want to sign up for this thing. I mean, we've held challenges in the past and obviously done launches and wanted as many people to participate, but even having a clue of like what should our goals be and all of that was hard. But I don't know, we put it out into the universe and we said that we wanted 10,000 of y'all to sign up. And then 11,000 of you did.
Yeah, a little over 11,000 of you guys signed up, which was drastically bananas. So a little bit of a bird's eye view on that. We started promoting the summit over a month before it started. So we sent our very first email and public announcement on October 4th, and the summit actually started on November 6th. So this was also our longest promoted thing ever. Now, if you've been around for a while and you've listened to one of our launch breakdowns before, we have had a promotion for a program, our signature program, last a little over 2 weeks, I think 17 days before. And we absolutely hated it. Sorry, that's my dog crying at the back door. It's fine. But we swore up and down, we will never, ever, ever promote something for that long again. However, this was kind of an entirely different thing. It's not a course. It's not a high-priced item. It's not, you know, material in the traditional sense. And it's definitely a very like live in the moment event. And so it is entirely different, but we were promoting this sucker for over 30 days.
Yeah. And I thought I would get tired of it, but truly I was just pumped to keep talking about it because I was excited. And as more speakers like submitted their items and all of that, I just got more and more pumped.
I think because stuff kept happening, like we kept even landing sponsors, like as the summit drew nearer and people were just getting more and more excited. And, you know, we kept getting speakers' videos being submitted. And so I think like the hype was still really high, even as like, as we were weeks out. So I didn't feel weird about continuing to talk about it.
Yeah. So we promoted it and the goal, obviously, I mean, besides getting people to attend, was to have as many people as possible grab our VIP pass. Because as a business, we're, I mean, yes, doing this to, you know, help y'all and give you the resources you need. But to continue to do things like this, we have to make some money from it. And so we sold our VIP pass for as low as we really could afford to give it to you for, basically, because there was just so much time and energy being spent, like getting you in the door. And we were utilizing a lot of resources on our team, and we knew we needed to sell VIP spots. Now, the interesting thing is we've sold things at a low price before. We had Trello. We still have Trello, I should say, TrelloForBusiness.com. And when that dropped, when we got that out into the universe, there was a lot of excitement around it. And we continued to sell it today for a very low price, $29. But we knew when we did this, we would need to, you know, to get as many people in the door, we also wanted to give it to you for as low as we could really afford to give it to you for. So, for just $47, we were giving you guys access forever and ever to all this content.
One thing that we did though, and we didn't bring this up in our meeting we had earlier today, but I do think is worth discussing. This was our first time we've done like a price increase where it was $47 and then it was $97 and then it was $147. And those price changed as the summit started and as the summit ended, et cetera. One thing that I do think is worth discussing is if that was entirely necessary, if maybe two price increases or two price changes would be more beneficial instead of three. I definitely get the mindset around like why the price goes up, but I don't know if we like handle it in a different way or we literally just restructure that, because as what we'll go over, our conversions were crazy bananas high before and during the summit on like day one and two. But after that, it like dropped significantly.
Yeah. So we had just over 1,000 of y'all upgrade to VIP. And that's awesome. As an overall, that's putting at us about a 9.25% conversion rate to our free signups, which is incredible. Like, we honestly didn't know what to expect. I mean, we're really hoping for 10%, but, you know, 2 to 3 being the average and 2 to 3 being honestly what, I mean, I would say more like 3 to 5 kind of being our product average. We were just not sure, especially with the price being lower, what would happen. But yeah, I think I'm game for the price only going up once and maybe closing the doors sooner.
Yep, I agree. We had the doors stay open. So the summit wrapped on a Friday and the doors closed on a Wednesday. And so why we did that was to give people who might have heard about the summit like really, really late an opportunity to unlock the content and still dive in. But I think it's too many days. Like I'm already been like, oh, that summit was like a month ago when it was last week. But I will tell you guys, the excitement from seeing there was one point, and this is cheesy or not, but there was one point when Abby and I were sitting on our couches, on our laptops, you know, doing last minute details for the summit, and we were logged into our Teachable account, and it was like every 30 seconds or every minute a new sale would come through. And that day was bananas. And so I love that energy, and I love, you know, hanging out with that type of vibe. You know what I mean? Like the energy that came from these attendees.
That was the best
after. Holy crap. Like so phenomenal. So many people truly, truly seeing the value in the sessions, really engaging in the chat, interacting and networking with other people. And that for our first round, like the type of people who signed up and walked through this with us was so great.
Yeah. Speaking of chat, y'all,
y'all had a lot of stuff to say.
This is hilarious to me. Over 171,000 messages were delivered in 4 days.
Yeah. So we had a chat feed embedded on every single speaker page. And so over 40 different chat feeds, they weren't going at the same time unless there were breakout sessions that were going at the same time, but we would have a chat and then it would end and it would get cleared and then the new chat would load. So over 4 days in all of those chats, over 170,000 messages.
Now, I don't totally understand from, because we utilize ChatRoll, which is it's not really a plugin. It's like a wireframe you put, not even a wireframe, it's an iframe. Oh, website jargon. You just put it, the code on your page. So I don't totally know if that was individual messages delivered or if it says, say there's 100 people online all at the same time. If one person presses enter, does that count as 100 messages because everyone saw it? I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think it's like individual sends.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It also logs chat time. So it was 4 day summit, right? We started from at 9 a.m. every single day. And some of the days we did not end until after 6 p.m., which was just bananas. But chat rolls were going for all of those days during all of those times. So you guys logged 2,250 hours of chat time.
Now, this definitely was based on individuals because yeah, if someone logged in for an hour, you got counted as an hour. So if there was more than one person logged mm-hmm. on, that's how that was calculated. But that's still awesome. I was super excited. Yeah. I definitely hope to see that continue to increase as we do more summits to have. I mean, if people came to a session, different than webinars, there really wasn't a drop off. Like people stayed the whole time. Like, and so that was amazing. But just like getting more butts and seats for every presentation is definitely a goal of mine for next year.
Yeah, that is definitely to file under like, let's make this better for next time is absolutely that. But we knew because this is how any event works, that the first event would be the most attended and the last event is going to be the least attended and stuff in between. There's going to be a fall off. We've seen this happen when we've done 5 day challenges. There's a lot of engagement on day one and like a very, very small amount on day five, right? And that's normal and that's to be expected. But I definitely, definitely thought there would be more, even more live people on that first session than we got. Because if you think about like over 11,000 people signed up, we've had a webinar where there's like less than 3,000 people sign up and there's been like 1,000 people in the webinar room. And so I'm like, okay, I was kind of going off that data to predict how many people would be in the rooms for these sessions. And that is just absolutely not what happened.
Well, when I was kind of looking at online events, it appeared that having about a 5% attendance to a multi-day event was pretty typical. Mm-hmm. And we saw less than that, but not by much. So I definitely think we have room for improvement.
Well, and yeah, we've already brainstormed ways to make showing up live sexier and more beneficial to you guys. So definitely want to keep, you know, listening all about that. Okay.
Well, and we have a huge audience abroad. So like, it's a little hard to gauge because I don't know of those 11,000, how many of them were stateside. Because even if they were in Hawaii, for instance, like that's a big time difference and can really affect participation. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I have to remember that like we were pushing the VIP All Access Pass so hard for the exact purpose of people being able to leisurely go through these sessions, which I definitely know people will do. Like I know a lot of you do this kind of work in December when your business might be a little bit slower around the holidays, when you're just kind of lazy and it's cold or whatever, if that's the kind of climate you live in. So I expect as we watch and monitor the views of the videos in a couple of weeks for that to go up. But live is just like that type of energy you can't replace. And so if you can get more of that, it's just more fun for everyone involved.
Well, and interesting thing is y'all definitely like and watch the replays. So if things were loaded in the portal or if things were loaded, you know, on the pages for 24 hours, people were continuing to watch well after the session was over. And in that time frame, we got over 380,000 minutes watched.
That's bananas.
And y'all, for retention, that's so much. Like that is crazy. Like if you're say you're looking at Facebook, right? Like, I don't know if you realize this, but often if you watch even 10 seconds of a video, you will get retargeted by that brand.
Well, you can retarget on Facebook videos by 3-second video views. So even if you're scrolling and you're on Wi-Fi and that video automatically starts to play, it tracks you as watching that video.
So I know that sounds crazy, but like brands are viewing 10 mm-hmm. and 30 second views as highly engaged customers. And y'all watch 380,000 minutes.
Minutes. A minute has 60 seconds in it, by the way.
In case you were here. And
yeah, that blows my mind.
We had over 22,000 views and counting.
And counting. Yeah, it's still going up and it's going to go up forever because those people who have the All Access Pass can watch it whenever they want.
Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Basically, like, the long and short of this is we had a blast. We made great money. You guys got so much impact out of it, and we can't wait to do it again. It's really the, like, very surface level.
They don't even know how much money we made yet.
Oh yeah, what's that total number?
Well, I'm pumped to say that this summit has brought in over $65,000 in both sales of the VIP pass and sponsorships. Well, are awesome. And I'm not going to disclose for their privacy, but a portion of that was, like I said, sponsorship dollars, but also some of that will be paid out to our affiliates to give you guys some perspective.
But also, every time you guys launch something and you talk about one product or one event, sales of your other things also tend to increase.
Yeah. It's true. So these are just initial numbers. This isn't even full on, like, deep dive investigation. This is like the stuff that was extremely obvious. We knew exactly it was a new subscriber. They signed up for the summit and then they went and bought something else. And we had a minimum of 12,000 in other product sales because of this promotion.
Take it. I'll take it. Thanks.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So basically, everything that was our actual goal with this summit, bring new faces to the stage, bring you guys content that we can't bring you ourselves, get creatives and bosses in the virtual room doing stuff together and raising awareness for our brand and other brands. All of those boxes were gloriously checked. Like, that showed itself from very, very early on in the process of even doing the summit. And we were very pleased with that. We are now so excited to refine, you know, different summit themes or different content blocks or structures of summits, right? So we have so many notes from this one internally about things that we can automate, different ways that we can offer, different sponsors that we're excited to work with. Our inbox is currently being flooded with people who want to speak at any upcoming summits. So now we kind of have a different idea on, like, okay, how should sessions go? And how, you know, what does the tech look like? And how are different things set up? All that kind of nitty gritty that that you guys don't necessarily realize does take so much time setting up and organizing, when ultimately, like, we kind of just have to make a decision and we don't know, you know, is the layout of this page going to make sense once it's live? Well, I don't know, but we need to times it by 43 for every single speaker. You know what I mean? So it's stuff like that where it's like we had to do a run through to kind of see and iron out all of those kinks. And I think that this was, if we want to call this a beta, a very, very successful beta.
Yeah, girl, I'll take this as a beta all day long. What are you talking about, girl?
Seriously, like, well, and we've done big launches before. So, like, this isn't to say this is our first ginormous launch. Like, that's not true. And we've definitely had sales similar to this, but the biggest difference was when we had sales similar to this, we were selling a $2,000 product. And so to sell something anywhere between $47 and $147 and to make that much money, like, that is massive amounts of people coming in the door.
Yeah, this is our second, like, most sold product that we have. So that's bananas because it's brand new.
I know. Well, okay, seriously, I'll pull it up for you because I'm curious now. Like we mentioned earlier, Trello's our other low price, everyday low price product. And in its forever period, I don't know what to call it, since its birth, when was that? Was it 2 years ago?
July of 2016.
Yeah, so a little over 2 years ago. It's made $95,000 and has over 3,600 people enrolled in it. Boss Project Summit has made us, you know, like I said, $65,000 in sales and sponsorships plus the $12,000 in product sales. So that's over, oh my gosh, I can't even do math, $77,000. And, you know, it's been around a month. It has a little over 1,000 people in it.
One thing we didn't calculate in these numbers, though, and I don't know if we have time to do that or if we even have all of our information, but what is our ROI? Like, because we did spend money on ads for this. And Trello is one of those things where we have spent money on ads, but not nearly as much as what we've spent for this summit, because this was such a, like, a promotion, and then it ends where that course just, like, you know, lives on.
So we don't have all of our final numbers in for, you know, our final numbers for how much we spend on ads. We don't have our final numbers for sales in our spreadsheet. But as of last week, we were averaging about a 4x ROI. And that was just on pure sales. So we, as of last week, had spent less than $10,000. So, I mean, it could be as high, if you include everything, to 7x.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we didn't spend any money to get sponsorships and stuff like that. So yeah, that's awesome. With a 4 to 7X summit, basically.
I'll take it.
I'll take five more.
I'll take all the summits. No, I will say I do want to put some, like, but on this.
Yeah. What are your buts? Oh my Lanta.
As easy as this was, it was still a ton of work. Like, okay, so because we've sold courses before, and, like, that's a ton of work to, like, build a product and all of this. There is just a lot of technicality to this. Like, our website is, like, over 60 pages, if not more than that. We had to edit over 45 videos. We had to load those all into YouTube. We had to put those all into Teachable. We had a lot of extra things that we had to, like, manually bring in. There was a lot of stuff that could have been automated, but we didn't even really know it was necessary until it was, like, too late. And so we did a lot of things manually. And, you know, it took a lot of people to put it on. So, like, there's the two of us. We had Angela, who's helping with ops. We had Sylvia helping with inbox. Several of our sponsors were actually doing things for us. And then
oh gosh, I'm like forgetting people, but like, oh, I mean, Tara was helping with graphics. Like, I would say at least, probably more than, but at least 10 people touched it, if not more.
Well, and I want to say something really quick for the record. Luckily, I only saw one person, but I'm sure there was more out of 11,000 people. To the people who thought this was actually live and who were mad that the sessions weren't live, I'm going to ask you to calm down. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath and let me realistically paint a picture for you real quickly, okay? So all of the sessions that we had our speakers and sponsors do were pre-recorded. The intros and outros were pre-recorded. We had a video editor, the amazing Trina Little, take all of that content and smush it together and add our beautiful intro with music and ads and all of that stuff. When it was time for that speaker session, so say it was 9 a.m. on Tuesday, right? Abby manually went to that page, added the video so it was live, added the chat roll so it could be live. And then when it was done, took the chat roll down. And then 24 hours later, took the video down and replaced it with the oops, you missed it graphic. All of that was done manually. Okay. I'm going to sit here and ask you to close your eyes and think about how you would feel to do 14 back-to-back webinars in one day. How would that feel? Abby and I and other members of our team sat live in the chat box for every single session. There was not one session that was missed from a TCC team member. Not one. Every single session. So an hour of our time, 30 minutes of our time, 45 minutes of our time, 14 times a day for four straight days. We sat with you and listened to the material and listened, like not on mute, listened. Because if you guys had questions about what was going on. So there was one session in the middle, like the audio just got super funky. And like, we know exactly the minute that that happened. So we can edit that and like re-upload it for you guys, like all of that kind of stuff. So like, I just want you to take a breather. If you were frustrated at all that the sessions themselves were live, and then let alone to imagine arranging 43 speakers schedules to get them, 46 speaker schedules to get them to show up live at an exact time frame and for nothing to fall through the cracks. Because I will tell you, even people who were pre-recording things, the week before the summit, there were even still things that fell off and like got postponed because something happened in life or family or whatever. So like, I had no voice. You like my cough now that you guys can hear, I literally had zero voice the week of the summit. So like, I just say that, like, yes, I know I sound defensive and grouchy, but like, come at me one more time that you are mad that it wasn't live, and I'm going to ask you to put something like this on together. Oh, and that's fine. That's fine. All y'all, if you're listening, I am talking to you.
Not to mention, Emily had zero voice by the time the summit started.
No, because Abby and I go to conferences, right? And some conferences are like 2 days or a day and a half or 3 days at max. And we are absolutely exhausted. We are so introverted in the sense that like that type of energy wears us out. But we also have FOMO where we like don't want to miss out on cool things that are happening. So like we would have been hospitalized, like no joke, if we had done this live. So just saying.
No, but for real, there is no, I mean, I know some people do summits live, but like legit, unless we hired like a production team, there's literally no way. Also, Emily and I might die.
Right, right. And so that's a whole other thing. So then we could only be, you know, available for people who were in a similar time zone in the US, and that's not beneficial to y'all. So that's the long and short of the summit.
Well, and I know you already mentioned the like wrangling speakers, but like legit, some of them don't live in the US.
Yeah, for sure. Get over on the wait list at bossprojectsummit.com. Pop in your name and email so you can be the first to hear about our next one, okay?
That was a little ranty at the end there, but for real, we're doing it again. It was amazing. It's just going to get bigger and better.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.